I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. Today I'm speaking with Jimmy Fee at On the Water magazine. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Steve.
Jimmy, something very nice happened last weekend. The black sea bass season opened for recreational fishing. Sometimes it seems like black sea bass are a little overlooked with all the talk that happens about striped bass.
Well, that tends to happen. Stripers definitely steal the spotlight from a lot of the other species on Cape Cod, but black sea bass are one of my favorites. I look forward to that opening day all spring long. We had a good opener this past weekend. A lot of nice fish were caught. Here on Cape Cod, we actually have a really incredible black sea bass fishery, even compared to other places in the Northeast. One thing that's unique about it is that the black sea bass here will move into really shallow water. Throughout other parts of the Northeast, they're generally hanging in 50 to 60 feet of water. And here, you may catch them in the shallowest 15 feet, which lets you scale down to some really light tackle and really have some fun with these fish, which put up a good fight.
Now, typically we're not throwing lures as we would for striped bass. This is bottom fishing for black sea bass. Tell us, where do you like to look for them and how do you target them?
So the two main spots that you're going to find black sea bass around Cape Cod are in Buzzards Bay and in Nantucket Sound. And they like rougher bottom. And they'll hang in pretty good schools around little rock piles or mussel beds or reefs. So if you're drifting over open sandy bottom, you're not going to run into too many of them. But you want to target on those rockier areas, and that's where they're going to hang, eating the crabs, eating small fish. And for bait, it's tough to beat squid or clams for black sea bass. And they are pretty aggressive. You can actually drop down jigs to them as well. So as long as you're keeping it on the bottom, but you can even use artificials for them.
And regulations, where are they for this year?
So this year, we actually gained one fish in the possession limit and went up 1 inch in the minimum size. So you can keep 5 black sea bass this year as long as they're 15 inches or greater.
And black sea bass are great eating. I mean, that's one of the great attractions of this fish.
They are delicious fish. They've got a really white, mild meat that's great to fillet and fry, or one of the favorites here at the On the Water office is we'll actually grill them whole. That's one of the specialties of Andy Nebreski, our seafood columnist.
Jimmy, let's round up the fishing action here. What are you hearing about what's happening?
Well, we've got the new moon at the end of this week, so we have another wave of striped bass moving up from the south. Whenever you have the new or full moon in May and June, you can always expect another wave of migratory stripers to move into the Cape. So the fishing's been very good. There are a ton of fish between 26 and 32 inches, which is that 2011 year class was a really boom year class for the striped bass in the Chesapeake Bay. So we're seeing the benefits of that now as these fish approach keeper size, but there's also some bigger ones as well. I've heard of a couple fish approaching 50 pounds caught in Cape Cod Bay this week.
And the black sea bass fishery doing well?
The black sea bass fishery appears to be doing very well on Cape Cod. It's really no problem for guys to go out and catch their 5 fish limit of some very nice sea bass, fish up to 4 or 5 pounds.
Have you been hearing about bluefish moving in?
So we had a pretty strong bluefish run on the Southside beaches about a week and a half ago, but things have kind of waned. When you're looking for bluefish, especially in the springtime, you want that southwest wind, and we've had a lot of northwest, a lot of east this week. I do see some southwest in the forecast, and I'm hoping that'll bring the bluefish back in for us.
And how about action at the canal?
So this week we have what's called the breaking tides, and that's when you have a current switch from the west moving tide to the east moving tide right around sunrise. And in the spring, that is prime time to go to the canal and see some stripers breaking on top, have a chance to catch them on poppers and some swimming plugs.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, you can check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Jimmy Fee, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.